Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, and this is kind of a sad commentary, very, very sad commentary, and you may have known this and you may not. But did you know that ever since 1996, the Center for Disease Control has been prohibited by law from doing research on gun violence, from even doing research on gun violence? That was because it was rammed through Republican Congress, and the Democrats were unable to overturn it the whole time. Now, for the first time, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, is being funded sufficiently to do that research, which I think is vitally necessary. Think about that for a second. Let's unpack that a little bit. Normally, what the CDC would have done, Center for Disease Control, they would have done polling, research, they would have done investigations and interviews, for instance, things like the use of these guns for suicide, especially by teenagers. How could that be prevented? Something as simple as gun locks, required gun locks, word to parents, some instructions or guidelines on how to do things. Another one might be, what induces mass murderers? Is there a way to stop that at the core? Sometimes you have parents who find out about it in a kid's journal and they turn them in, but there are frequently many, many indicators on social media. How can you best monitor that? What's serious and what isn't? This is all very profound research. It's important. And I'm just giving you a few examples. It's really a lot more profound than that. All of this was prohibited by law for 26 years because of the Republican Party. To my way of thinking, there's virtually no kind of field of inquiry that could have a beneficial purpose that it shouldn't be open. You can disagree with the results, but the point is that's how progress is made. I mean, that's how the Food and Drug Administration operates. There's intense research, and that's why we have clean food, clean medicine. A clean society with fewer murders and fewer gun murders is an objective. It should be an objective of ours. But for some reason, the Republican Party thinks that because the NRA is opposed to it, even research is off limits. Well, the good news, it's not off limits anymore. Joe Biden is president. We have a slim majority in the Congress. If there's a Republican majority in the Congress and they ever get the presidency, this will be shut down again and nothing will be done about gun violence and mass murder. Go to the lines. Millie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Millie?
I want to call about a previous subject that you were discussing, and that has to do with Russia. And I recently saw an interview with Peter Strzok, or however you pronounce his name, P-T-R-Z-O-K. He was a FBI a deputy and a Russian expert. And actually, this was related to a Washington Post article that he wrote. And what he's saying is that on December 18th, Trump had a meeting that Cassidy Hutchinson referred to as this unhinged meeting, and that was on December 18th. And Peter Strzok is saying that he thinks that this is a Russian threat, that three of the election deniers in that meeting, Pat Cipollone, Eric Hirschman, who were attorneys of Trump, had no idea how this group of people got into the White House to talk with Trump. And the three people have significant connections to Russia. That's Rudy Giuliani, Mike Flynn, and Patrick Byrne. Now, we know about Rudy Giuliani and his association with questionable Russian oligarchs, Mike Flynn, who received $45,000 that we know of from Russia, and he also was dating a Russian honeypot. But there's Patrick Byrne, who's the ex-CEO of Overstock. He was dating Maria Butina, who pleaded guilty. She was suspected of being a Russian spy, and she pleaded guilty for, you know, not identifying herself as a foreign agent or whatever that is. And Patrick Byrne had dated her for a couple of years. And we also know Maria Butina because Scott Walker was in a picture with her, and also her boss, who was a known Russian employee in Washington, D.C. And Hirschman, Eric Hirschman, and we've seen him in the January 6th committee meetings, said he was shocked when he walked into Trump's office and saw these people. And he said, I had no idea who that Patrick Byrne is. And so Peter Strzok wrote a Washington Post article saying, this is a national security threat. How did these people end up in the White House? So I thought that was a lot.
That's excellent information. We're going to do a segment on Russia after the break. But, Millie, thank you so much for calling in. Trump, when I say he's on the take, that's vernacular. Trump is funded by the Russians for something like 20 years. Eric Trump, his son, disclosed that. We're going to go to the lines for one more call before the break, and then I'm going to comment on what Millie just said. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Hey, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
I wanted
to make a quick comment. I'll try to get it quick. You had mentioned that five people died in that January insurrection. I think, in a way, I just wanted to have your opinion on this. It was like a blessing in disguise when the Secret Service limousine driver didn't take him there, because otherwise I think we would have had a real catastrophe and possibly an overthrow of our government. That was my comment. Thank you for my giving me a chance to speak to you.
Yeah, I think you're right on both counts, Jack. First of all, they didn't take him up there because of the security threat to him, because the Secret Service will not take a president anywhere if they don't have the site secured, and especially if there are guns there. It's just too risky. And the Secret Service, it's sort of like a goalie in a hockey game. They get graded by, do they prevent this president from being assassinated? I mean, you know, they're not going to take that risk. They're not going to leave an open goal. So that's exactly right. It had the collateral good effect of not only getting him out of there, but he would have ginned up that crowd, and he would have said, you know, find Mike Pence, you know, bring him to me. And what that meant was they would hang him, and he would absolutely lather them up, and they would have attacked the cops even more. When it comes to overturning the government, I think